Unless there is within us that which is above us, we shall soon yield to that which is about us. So says P.T. Forsyth. That's an axiom that I think that aptly summarizes the gospel this morning. It's a passage that I think a lot of us like to rewrite with our lives, however. We end up saying, we reverse it to say that Jesus is part of us rather than we are part of Jesus. Now, who's the foundation? Is it me or is it the Lord? If it's the Lord, my life is part of his life, part of his presence and person, part of his purpose. I'm on a mission to do what he wants me to do. However, if I am the foundation, I've reversed the analogy and now I'm the vine. And Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. If you don't have life in you with the life that I am, you're at best on a detour, and maybe even in all truth, at a dead end, literally. When I say I'm the vine, it says I'm my own person. But I don't know that being my own person really equates with what it means to be a Christian. A Christian isn't his or her own person. That's not to take away any dignity that any of us have as individuals. But it's saying we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to somebody else. Somebody else is the guiding post of where I'm going. Christians can be just the opposite. A person of faith depends on God for absolutely everything. I mean, in St. Matthew's gospel, it's the story of the servant who comes in and Jesus says, would the owner tell the servant to sit down and he'll wait on him, or would the servant be told to set the table, get busy here? And Matthew says, whenever you've done all that you've been required to do, say, I am only a worthless servant. The absolute worth of what you and I carry in our hearts and our minds and our persons is none less than the person of Jesus Christ. The center of my life is no longer myself. The self died in baptism. And Jesus, the risen Lord, moved into that spot. And so he's the core of my being. He's the vine. I'm the branch. And in my living, I'm pruned. Think of all the things that you do, well, depending on COVID. Think of all the things you normally do on a given week. All the different encounters you have, the decisions you make. Who's the guiding force? If I rely solely on myself, I might make a whole different response than if I'm relying on the person of Jesus Christ. Remember, if someone says, if someone slaps you on the left cheek, what does the Lord tell us to do? Turn them the right. That's not always the way we respond. We get all hot and bothered about something and go after the person. Well, or else just think of driving on the freeway sometimes. How many times I've heard, you know, like, well, I've got that rough, you know, away we go. That's not the adequate response. I'm the vine. You're the branch. Remain attached to the vine. Because if there isn't within us something of what's above us, we'll soon yield to that which is about us. And then find ourselves on a highway that leads somebody else, somewhere else than to heaven. Try and remain faithful. Remain serene. Remain committed. Your mission statement says it all. Seek Christ, know Christ, become Christ. And you'll see a mighty different world by God's grace.